Coming up on Only a Game, the movie the NFL wants you to pass up in favor of seeing It's a Wonderful Life again. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, you wonderful old building and loan.
The Carolina Panthers entered the weekend with a record of 13-0.
Quarterback That's really
Cam
good,
Newton,
Bill.
Very good indeed. And quarterback Cam Newton would appear to be an MVP favorite. What do you think? Do the Panthers run the table and does Newton win the thing?
If they do, yes. If they don't, he probably still will. But it'll be a more open question. They've had a great season. Their defense is terrific. And Cam Newton has become the signature player in the league right now.
It is college bowl season.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell us about some of your favorites.
This year, the combination of bowl games and corporate sponsors are just wonderful. The Marmot Boca Raton Bowl. Marmot, apparently, I am told by the kids I'm familiar with, is a clothing line, and they're not paying tribute to small mammals. No. then we keep going to the Camping World Independence Bowl, formerly the Poulan Weed Eater Independence Bowl.
Oh, I'm so sorry to see that.
Yeah, that's
go.
And we have the Foster Farms Bowl, which is UCLA and Nebraska. Now, who would be favored in the Foster Farms Bowl between UCLA and Nebraska, I ask you? And then on my birthday, we have the Military Bowl, Pittsburgh against Navy, and Navy gets to play on its own field. That's nuts. Then, of course, we move along to the important ones on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I think the best game of the day is going to be the Cotton Bowl, pardon me, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, with Michigan State and Alabama. I just think that's going to be a terrific, terrific game. But then we move to January 1st, which used to be the big bowl game day, but which now only has the Outback Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, and it still has the Rose Bowl, so that's a good thing. But it also has a bowl that used to have some dignity and used to have some importance and used to have some fundamental integrity, but is now called, Bill, the Battle Frog Fiesta Bowl.
Battle Frog?
Yes.
What's a Battle Frog?
I know. It's probably a clothing line. Ask the kids.
Okay. In the early years of Only a Game, we featured a wonderful writer and commentator named Linda Ryan, and among her subjects was the failure of Sports Illustrated to pay attention to females unless they were wearing bathing suits or they had been victims. I like to think that somewhere Linda, who died much too young, is smiling at the choice of Serena Williams as Sports Illustrated's Sportsperson of the Year. Are you smiling as well?
I am, but it's about time. I mean, she's 34 years old. She's won 3 Grand Slam titles and lost 3 times in 56 matches, and that was finally enough to get her the award.
To get her the award,
That's
yes.
That's right.
Cleveland Cavaliers guard Iman Shumpert has only 1 assist this season in limited action, but by gosh, he got a big assist on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, his daughter was born.
At home.
At home, in the bathroom. My favorite part of the story is that Iman Shumpert used a cord from a pair of headphones to die off the umbilical cord until the ambulance arrived.
Sure.
Good thinking, Iman.
There it was.
Yes, sir.
This week, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred upheld Pete Rose's lifetime ban from baseball, which led Charlie Hustle to suggest perhaps a new commissioner is in order. Who's he recommending?
Do you remember the skit on Saturday Night Live called Sprockets, the
yes.
West German television
is
show?
Is that who he's recommending?
No. There was one tagline in most of the skits, and that is, your story has grown tiresome. Pete Rose's story has grown tiresome. I no longer care.
But Pete suggested that perhaps he was the guy who should take over as commissioner next time they make a change.
Sure, go ahead. I mean, you know, make him the commissioner of baseball. Make him the commissioner of all 4 sports. He could make a nice living as a gambler that way.
2 members of the Missouri House of Representatives have introduced a bill that would require colleges to revoke the scholarships of healthy student athletes who refuse to play in scheduled games or incite others to strike. It also calls for fines on coaches who support such athletes. Maybe they should have put flogging in the bill as well.
This is idiotic. I guarantee you one of these 2 clowns is going to be in Congress very soon. This has to do, of course, with the walkout by the Missouri athletes and the support that Coach Gary Finkel gave them as part of the reaction to racial harassment on campus. You want to take the kids' scholarships away for free speech? I'll tell you what. The next time a player stands in the middle of the field with a flag and a support the troops shirt, take it away for that.
You know, a careful vetting of the language of this bill would seem to give the lie once and for all to the term student-athlete as well, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, these people are being treated like employees at this point. I have read more than a few columns in support of this bill which said, if this happened in the workplace, you'd get fired. It's not a workplace,
not,
guys. Ask the NCAA.
Not according to the NCAA.
Ask Mark Emmert. It's not a workplace.
The Monmouth University basketball team has been upsetting opponents this season, even though their bench players have not been contributing as much as they would like to contribute. I'm sure they certainly have made headlines. Their celebrations have included a dance-off, something called the heart attack. I'm not sure I want to know about that. And most recently, a recreation of a biblical scene. What are they doing?
They did a recreation of the creation of Adam from the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
It's very cool.
It's very cool, except the photograph, they're doing it backwards. They got God on the wrong side.
Well, they probably would
fix
be,
it.
They'd be sued if it was an exact copy. So it's a variation on a theme.
I love college kids.
Finally, Charlie, The Force Awakens is finally in theaters, or so I'm told. A lot of people have Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars on the brain, but I've come up with a connection between Star Wars and...
Sports!
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Anyway, there is a long list of racehorses whose names come from Star Wars movies. Go ahead, let our listeners in on some of these.
This is better than the bowl games, really. There are a lot of horses named after planets. There was a Coruscant, there was an Endor, there was a Dagobah. There were two Tatooines, because you get to use the name again after the previous horse dies. Believe it or not, the horse called Jar Jar was winless. No surprise to this reporter.
How come all the horses I always bet on ran like Jabba the Hutt?
I don't know, Bill, but I would stay away from the track if I
There's
were
no
you.
Horse named Jabba the Hutt.
There is no horse named Jabba the Hutt, but there is a horse named Darth Tater, which I believe was the Jedi who grew up watching Clemson football.
Or George Scott play first base.
Exactly.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Happy holidays, Bill.